Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care Country. Tonight we're talking more Hill Mounts Academy hoops. Boys coach Christian Wessel joining us here for a few minutes. It is brought to you by Taco John's Exchange Bank and Amberwell Health. Well, Coach, right back to it. You know, after the holiday break, couple of games in, couple of victories on the scoreboard with a game against Atchison County in Pleasant Ridge. Well, let's start with the game against the Tigers on Friday night, 72-38, big win out of the break. So what'd you like, what'd you see, and kind of what you took away from that game Friday against Atchison County?
Yeah, I was happy with how we played overall. I thought it was good. Bo Wirtz was gone, so that gave an opportunity for some of our other guards to step up, and I thought they handled the ball really well. Jace Campbell had probably one of his best performances of his career, over 20 points, defended the ball well, rebounded well. You know, he got really confident from three, and, you know, he got the green light, and he just kept going, and it was good to see everybody kind of rally behind him, so that was a good night for him.
It's just so hard to tell, and it's so hard what to kind of expect, you know, when you get the holiday break. Doesn't matter who you're playing in that first game out of the break. You just don't know what you're going to get, if your team's going to be on par or not, but it's got to feel good to have a game the way that you guys had, you know, with that 2 weeks off and then just coming right back into it with a big win. It's got to feel good in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've had really good practices. So, you know, I thought our first week of games was a bit rough for us. We kind of got a reality check, and they responded really well to that. And I thought over Christmas break, we really made the most of our time. And so I was pretty confident coming out of break that we were gonna do well, but it's reassuring to see it in action.
Yeah, and you guys carried that momentum on Tuesday night this week. You returned home, you took on Pleasant Ridge, and another big win, 75-30. So again, just picking up where you left off, carrying that momentum against the Rams on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I thought we defended the ball really well. I thought against Effingham, I thought there were times where we broke down defensively and did things that we shouldn't be doing, but I thought overall, we defended the ball excellent, and that led to really good offense. And Adric, it was his night to have it, and so, you know, he went off for over 23 points, and then just, you know, he was shooting the ball really well. And so, you know, it's fun when you got a group that you just don't know whose night it's going to be, and there's five or six kids on their team that it could be their night.
Yeah, I know you've talked about balance and that being a big key.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've never wanted to be a one-dimensional team. You know, something we preach to the team the past several years and going into this year especially is that, you know, we want to be balanced. And, you know, it's not a one-man show. There's five people on the court, and then you need a bench coming off to play 8, 9, 10 people to be rested and energetic. And they really embraced that. You know, last night, you know, we got some of our JV in the fourth quarter, which was really cool for them to, you know, get those varsity minutes and develop. But it was great for me to look and see our varsity guys, you know, super hyped and energetic and cheering them on. You know, they could be upset that they weren't playing. But, you know, just good team morale right now for sure.
Yeah, it's got to feel good the way your team's played here after the holiday break. And you're going to carry that momentum into Friday in a rematch with Jefferson County North. So this one goes towards the league standings. You saw them back on December 16, and it was a 57-51 win for you guys, and that's the only loss for JCN. They've won four of their last five, so they've been playing really well. They got a couple wins here out of the break, too. You know, six-point game, first time around. You know, how do you see game number two against the Chargers playing out on Friday night?
It's going to be a bruiser. I mean, they're a good team. Their inside presence is extremely strong. And so, you know, we know that. And, you know, when we went to JCN, I thought we played them pretty well. It was a good game. I thought there were moments where we lapsed in our focus and, you know, we kind of opened the door for them and then they took advantage of it. And, you know, if that game went 6, 7 minutes longer, they could have easily won that game. You know, it's just, we just happened to be up at the end of the game. So we're looking forward to it, and we know that it's going to require our best effort to get the win. And so that's what we're going to be working on today.
Yeah, key league matchup coming up on Friday night. Two teams playing some good ball right now. It'll be Jefferson County North at Moore Hill Mount Academy. Again, the Chargers have won 4 of 5, and the Ravens have won 3 straight and 4 of 5 as well. That's Christian Wessel joining us, Moore Hill Mount Academy boys coach. Thanks again for all the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.